get your first win as senior coach?
You always feel a little bit better when you've got a W next to the group's name, but it's I'm just pleased because we've had a mantra of trying to improve every game. And we know that, and we're under no illusions, that's just one little step and one little affirmation that we are improving. I don't think it was pretty football on both sides. There was a lot of turnovers, but a lot of pressure. And particularly in the last quarter, I think we come out in front on the contested possession. So I'm happy for the boys that they feel a bit better, that their effort is getting rewarded.
You said it's a little step, but how important was it to take that first step and just give the guys that confidence?
Oh, we're not lacking confidence, even though we hadn't been winning, because we had clear direction and understanding on what we're doing well and what we need to improve on. And today they brought effort. It was a tight game, and to win over here and give effort in the last quarter is pleasing. We've still got lots to improve on. We can improve in our stoppages. We can improve with our execution, no doubt about that. But it is a good step, and they're rewarded for their effort. And it's our first step.
Brendan, some of the club's leaders have been questioning in the past, and you must have been happy with Murphy, Gibbs, etc.
Yeah. Simo, halfback, used the ball really well. Murph was tremendous. Doherty went back with the flight a couple of times. It should be acknowledged. Really good courage. And even the Irishman, Kieran Burns, showed some dash. I think we may have found a player there. It's early days, but he's showing some really good signs. But particularly to our leaders, they rolled their sleeves up today. But again, it wasn't polished, but a lot of pressure in the game.
From an individual's point of view, two goals from Liam Jones in the last quarter couldn't have been any better time for the club or for him, really, could
it? Yeah, it wasn't a game blessed with goals. It's important that players endure and execute when it's tight, and he did today. So, it's a good little step for him in the last quarter, yeah.
Can you sum up the rooms after the game, like just the feeling amongst the guys?
Yeah. Excitement, I think, and a bit of relief too, because it was a grind that game. It could have gone either way there for quite a while. So when you win those close ones, I think the immediate reaction's relief. But when they went in there and sung the song, it was a lot of excitement, which is pleasing for them. But we're all happy, and it's a lot of reward for not only the players but our coaching staff. But what we do know is next week will be on us before we know it. So enjoy it for a day or two, and then move on.
Oh,
it's really difficult to compare football to the Anzac, but you do always gain inspiration, and we understand the significance of it. In my family, my dad was a returned Vietnam veteran, and my grandfathers are involved in war, so I've got an appreciation for it, yeah, for sure. And not much needs to be said. We just know that it's an important occasion. Yeah.
When you mentioned that, is it special for you then to report up your first win on this weekend?
Yeah, now you've brought it up, it probably is. Yeah, it's been an important day in my family's life for a long time. So, now you've brought that memory up, it probably is slightly, yeah.
How did you rate Paddy Cripps going today, Brendan?
Yeah, outstanding. I'm not sure of his contested possession numbers, but they would be really high. So, in and around congestion, we know he's a bull, and he feeds the ball to our players around there. So, back in Western Australia where he comes from, he'd be pleased with his performance, and we are as well. We go into every game with a plan, and we think if we execute and give effort, we think we could win, and this was no different. We approach Fremantle with a lot of respect, and so we should. It's our home ground, and we've travelled to Western Australia. So we understood that they haven't got a W next to their name, but if we apply pressure, we're a chance. And I think our supporters would see that we've got a system that allows us to provide pressure, but we've still got some tidying up in areas. It's important not to get too high. Enjoy it for a couple of days, but not get too high.
Injury-wise, how did you come out today?
As far as I know, a pretty clean slate, so that's important to us. Yeah.
Brendan, those errors you're talking about, were they just skill errors, or are you talking about errors in terms of decision-making processes as well today?
Oh, it's a combination. Executing basic handballs and kicks that we think we should hit. Some decisions. Decisions usually about, I think that's natural because we've changed the way in which we move the ball, so when you change the way you move the ball and you're only 4 or 5 weeks into it, there's going to be some decisions that aren't made in the way we want, but we reflect on them and say we need to change. But there's a combination of both, yeah.
Was Levi Caswell's decision not to hand the ball to the player running pass, is that one of the decisions that you're talking about there, or is that a 50-50 to you?
Oh, yeah, when Buckley went past? Yeah, it's easy to say and sit in the coach's box and say give the hands and he may have been out the back, but yeah, we'll look at that and assess it with him.
How will you guys celebrate tonight?
We're going to travel to the other side of the country, so there's not going to be a great deal of celebration because we've got a 4-hour flight and we're going to be home in the early hours of the morning. So they're together. AFL footy, you don't have heaps of time to celebrate, but just being together is important and look at each other and know they gave effort. Yeah, so in a funny way, that's good celebration, just looking at each other and knowing you gave effort.
You take a win, but do you lose a little bit of an opportunity not having the whole squad here for that first win, being away from home? You know what I mean? Like having the players, emergency players, and some players to be amongst it today.
It's hard to find a negative from a win, isn't it? Oh, listen, if we were at home and the whole squad's there, great, but the nature of footy is you travel, so yeah, that's just how it is.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.